Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Chris Loffrey. Lori Walsh is off today. Some 65 million years ago, Tyrant King, or Tyrannosaurus Rex, roamed what is now northwestern South Dakota. It's thought that this T-Rex specimen took its last steps near Mud Butte, which is in Meade County, about 100 miles from Rapid City. Some of its bones, fossils if you will, are housed in the James E. Martin Paleontology Research Lab at South Dakota Mines. And Kaylee Johnson is the lab manager and preparator. She hopes to one day get all the fossils together and displayed as one. She joins us now to explain. Kaylee, welcome to In the Moment.
Hi, thanks for having me.
This is going to be, I wish I had hours to talk to you about this because I certainly could, but we don't. So I'm going to condense this, and I'd like to let you talk about, this must have been a huge passion for you. Tell us about yourself for just a couple of minutes and how you got into this line of work.
Yeah, sure. So probably just about every other paleontologist has the same story. I always loved geology and paleontology as a kid and ended up following that passion. I'm actually an alumna from South Dakota School of Mines, so I'm still working here as well. But it was a passion I'd always had, and it was between South Dakota Mines and Art College for me, and I found that fossil preparation includes science and art and also includes my passion for paleontology, so that's kind of how I got my start with doing what I'm doing.
So The conversation today is about this T-Rex. How do we know that Western South Dakota once inhabited these giant creatures?
That's a good question. So really what we have to do as scientists, we're really like investigators. So paleontologists, we're kind of looking at crime scenes, if you will, of millions of years old. So, and our evidence is in the rock formations. So especially in northwestern South Dakota, we have a rock formation called the Hell Creek. We know that this is about 65 million years in age because of radiometric dating and several other ways to date the rocks relatively. And, you know, by looking at the rocks, this formation is really fossiliferous. So that's where, you know, we find things like the T-Rex or Triceratops. So, you know, really just putting those pieces of the puzzle together can help us look into the past.
That's quite interesting. The fossil we're talking about today was discovered in the early 80s. Talk about the actual discovery, if you will, of the Mud Butte T-Rex.
Yeah, so it was found on Jennings and Shirley Floden's ranch near Mud Butte, South Dakota, and they were really fossil enthusiasts. They weren't really sure what they found, but they wanted to, you know, be really good citizen scientists. So they reported it to the Museum of Geology. At the time, our director was Dr. Philip York. And so he, you know, got the call and went to go look at the fossils they found. They ended up doing, I think they did at least two summers of excavation work at their ranch, but ended up finding the skull and jaws along with some other bits of a Tyrannosaurus Rex.
This is fascinating to me because I'm thinking, how did they find this? Because how far below the surface, if you will, were these bones?
So usually when fossils are found, it's through the process of erosion. So, you know, wind, rain, snow, all, you know, breaks up rocks eventually. That's kind of what we have happening on like the beaches. Those are just broken up rocks. So probably what they did have happen is that they happened to see a bone jutting out of the ground somewhere. And, you know, we're like, that's a different shape than what we normally see for rocks. And it has maybe a different color texture. So they probably were able to put two and two together, but there was likely something that was popping out of the ground. It probably wasn't like 20 feet below or anything like that.
It makes total sense. Take us to that scene or a scene of a fossil collection. What happens? They say, okay, we need to resurrect this, if you will. What goes into getting these out of the soil?
There is a lot of backbreaking work, especially for something like a dinosaur, specifically T-Rex sized. There's a lot of digging, depending on how much overburden or how much rock is actually on top of the fossil. You might, you know, use shovels, picks, heavy equipment if you can afford it and need it. So once you, clear the area as much as you can, you start trying to find the extent of your bones to see, really how much do you have of your specimen, how many plaster jackets are you going to need? And once you do that, you start digging trenches around all the fossils. And once that's done, you use usually like burlap and plaster mixtures to put over the bones, just like if you had a broken arm and they wrap your arm in plaster to make sure it doesn't break again while it heals. They do the same thing. And once that's all dried, they actually undercut the fossil and then flip it over. So something like this Tyrannosaur, I'm thinking they either used probably a excavator of some sort to flip the jackets. Flipping the jacket is always the most stressful part. But it is actually the fastest part too. So, but they probably did something like that. And then, once it's out of the ground, they would, find some kind of transportation to take it back. And that's where my job actually comes in, to process things that are in the jackets.
But all done in a careful but meticulous manner, because the tools they're using could easily crush and destroy these fossils.
Oh, yes, definitely. And the preservation of the Hell Creek is known to have a very good crumbling effect depending on the condition of the bone. So they'll actually use consolidants and adhesives in the field if they absolutely need to. And the cool thing about those is that they're usually reversible and very archival, so not like Elmer's glue or anything, but they're really cool.
If you're just joining us, our guest today on In the Moment is South Dakota, Kaylee Johnson, rather. She's the lab manager and preparator at the James E. Martin Paleontology Research Lab at South Dakota Mines. You talk about the Hell Creek Formation. Now, this runs through Montana, Wyoming, both North Dakota and South Dakota. It's produced many, many more fossils. More T-Rex fossils, or what else has come out of this area?
Yeah, so it's the same formation that Sue the T-Rex came from. Sue is one of the most complete T-Rex skeletons ever found. We also have our state fossil is from the Hell Creek Formation, so the Triceratops. We actually have the state fossil in the Museum of Geology, like the, I guess, holotype. It's not a holotype, but it's like what the state fossil came to be. It's like the original, I guess. There was also a Triceratops skull found actually right before this T-Rex in the Hell Creek as well. And that one was pretty cool because it had to get airlifted by the National Guard and Air Force.
Interesting fun fact for those that don't know. We're talking about Tyrannosaurus Rex. It literally means king of lizards, because this creature, if you will, is known for its short arms and menacing teeth, because Tyrannosaurus actually means tyrant lizard, and Rex means king, thus king of lizards. So that's just a fun fact. Now, the fossils of the Mud Butte T-Rex that you currently have, oddly enough, are in separate places, and the hope is to bring them together to display in one area, right?
Yeah, it would be really nice to, at least reconstruct the skull as best as possible. We do not have the entire skeleton or anything like that. I think we have maybe a couple of ribs, some vertebrae, maybe a couple limb bones, but not nearly a complete specimen. But right now, if you visit the Museum of Geology, the skull is in between the two mounts of the marine reptiles, so the Mosasaur and the Plesiosaur, but it's kind of on its side, and it's really hard to see the T-Rex because it is on its side, and not a lot of people can put two and two together, since it's not upright like most of the displays you see in other museums. So one of my, I guess, side goals is to redo at least the mount for the skull, and then have at least one side of the jaws with the skull.
Pardon my ignorance for not knowing, but if you find the jaw, for example, that's the upper portion of the T-Rex, why wouldn't the rest of it be there? You'd think that's where they fell, that's where they laid, the whole thing should be there. Why don't we have a complete specimen?
That's also a very good question. So there's a lot, like a ton of factors, and I could talk about it all day too, about how preservation of a fossil really happens. And so With that fossilization process, of course, first you have to have your animal pass away somehow. Once it dies, hopefully it gets buried. Some things that can attribute to not having a complete specimen can be, you know, before it's buried, maybe some animals, some scavengers try to eat it and kind of spread it out. Or maybe it died in a stream and the stream transports part of the body pieces away. Other things that can happen is that you simply just aren't in the greatest environment for having a fossil in general. So good environments would be next to a river, in a lake, in the ocean, anything where there's water and transport so you can get buried quickly. So we actually don't have a ton of terrestrial fossils because of that. So those are a couple of the factors that can contribute to not having a complete fossil.
Describe to us, if you will, the pieces that you do have.
So the pieces we have the skull. So that's the cranium, the top portion with, you know, the brain case, the snout, the teeth, the business end. And then we have the two lower jaws. So we have particularly the dentaries, or the pieces that have the teeth in them. We also have part of the neck vertebrae and some ribs. And I believe we have maybe a couple tail vertebrae and maybe like a tibia or a fibia or a fibula. But we don't have much else.
Are these on display for people to see, the general public?
So the skull or the cranium is. One of the dentaries or lower jaws is now on display in the paleontology research lab. We just put in a new exhibit on the history of the Museum of Geology, so that'll be on display for all to see. And then the other side of the jaw is what I'm working on, so that's in my lab. And then the rest of the specimen is actually in our collection facility.
Kaylee Johnson is the lab manager and preparator at the James E. Martin Paleontology Research Lab at the South Dakota Mines. And boy, thank you so much for your time today. And your every day must be fascinating.
Thank you for having me. And it is a ton of fun.